Angleton fades out, to be replaced by a more normal dream sleep, punctuated by vague echoes of thrashing around restlessly in a huge hotel bed. I wake up eventually to discover that the in-flight movie is over and we're in the middle of nowhere in particular. The Airbus bores on through the clear Atlantic skies, ghosting high above the sunken treasure galleons of the Spanish Main. I stretch in place, try to massage the crick out of the side of my neck, and yawn. Then I wake up my laptop. Almost immediately, the Skype window starts flashing for attention. "You have voicemail," it says. Voicemail? Hell yes. In this brave new world, there's no escape from the internet, even at 40,000 feet. I yawn again and plug in my headset, trying to shake off the influence of Ramona's distantly sensed repose. I glance at the screen. It's Mo, and she's on Skype too, so I place a call.
Bob?
Her voice crackles a little. The signal is being bounced via satellite to the plane, and the latency is scary.
Mo, I'm on a plane. Are you in the village?
I'm in the village, Bob. Checking out tomorrow. Listen, you asked me a question yesterday. I've been doing some poking around, and this destiny entanglement stuff is really ugly. Have they already done it to you? If not, run like hell. You'll start to share dreams. There's telepathy going with it. But worse, there's reality leakage too. You end up taking up aspects of your entanglement partner and vice versa. If they're killed, you're likely to drop dead on the spot. If it lasts more than a couple of weeks, it goes beyond sharing thoughts. You could end up merging with them permanently. The good news is, the entanglement can be broken by a fairly simple ritual. The bad news is, it takes both parties cooperating to do it. Do you have any way out of it?
Too late. They ran it yesterday.
Shit. Love, how long is it going to take you to realize that if they ask you to do them a special favor, you need to run like Mo? Bob?
I know. My throat closes up and I stop talking for a moment. I love you.
Yes.
Her voice is faint at the end of the internet connection.
I love you too.
This is too painful to hear.
She's asleep.
She?
The demon. I glance round, but there's nobody in the row in front of me and I'm directly in front of the partition between business and cattle class. Ramona, Black Chamber operative. This is too unpleasant. I start trying to figure out another way of approaching the subject.
Has she hurt you?
Mo's tone is chilly enough to freeze my ear.
No, not yet. I don't want you to go near her, Mo. It's not her fault. She's as much a victim of this as...
Bullshit, love. I want you to tell her, from me, that if she even thinks about messing with you, I'll break every bone in her body.
Mo, stop it. I lower my tone of voice. Don't even think about it. You don't want to get involved in this. Just don't. Wait till it's all over and we'll go on holiday together and get away from it all. A pause. I tense up inside, desperately hoping for the best. Finally.
It's your judgment call and I can't stop you. But I'm warning you, don't let them fuck with you. You know how they use people, what they did to me, right? Don't let them do it to you.
A sigh.
So why did they send you?